Let's go out to the Loud Security Systems newsmaker line as we are joined by Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos.
Alex Anthopoulos.
Him as
no
well.
No,
we never get away from it. Alex, thanks for taking the time. I do appreciate you joining the flagship, and I got to imagine that you have to be just as happy as the rest of us that we've now got dates and times and baseball's coming back.
Yeah, I sat there and I started to hum the Chuck and Chernoff song the minute I got the news, and now we're real excited here. We're slammed with work, getting everything ready, up and running, but it's exciting. You get up this morning and you know that you're going to be playing. We're going to be able to make some moves with roster and things like that, and finally we get to focus on sports, baseball, getting back to the field.
Were there times throughout this, because obviously you were at the pulse of the Braves and their situation, but there are 29 other clubs that would have a vote. There's like 1,000 major leaguers who have votes. Were there times that, like, you personally were looking around going, I don't know if we're going to have a season or not?
You know, you just obviously everything's been predicated on the virus, and you felt like eventually there was going to be some type of arrangement that would get us back on the field as long as, you know, health and safety of the players would work out. So I was optimistic. You just didn't know ultimately if there was going to be an agreement or if the season was just going to take place. But you know, the one thing that was pretty consistent as we were following along was that everybody wanted to play. It was just a matter of trying to find a way to get it to work. And look, we still have a lot of challenges that are going to be going forward. But you know, you look at what's going on in Korea right now, and I've watched a lot of those games when I can't sleep at night. And I think obviously it can be done, and we're going to make sure to put health first. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get through this thing and have a great year, and things work out for us.
Alex, it's Mark Zeno. How much have you had a chance to talk to the guys leading up to the actual agreement? And when you talk about safety, I mean, do the Braves have their own set of protocols based off of what's going on here in Georgia as opposed to what Major League Baseball has set in for health and safety protocols?
No, we've been following. I know MLB has obviously been on top of this the entire time, extremely thorough. They got feedback from clubs. Obviously, the Players Association was involved as well. I stayed in contact with players, through the entire time. I didn't really get into any of the discussions in terms of their negotiations, things like that. I think for the most part, players, they understand the risks and so on. And but I think everyone's going into this thing with their eyes wide open. So we didn't have anything, outside the norm. I think MLB was so thorough with all of it. Obviously, we have our own team and our own staff, and we stayed in contact with the players. And knock on wood at this point, we didn't have any occurrences. Obviously, that can change at any time. But I think for the most part, our staff and our players did a very, very good job.
Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos is our guest on the Loud Security Systems newsmaker line right here on The Fan.
Alex, you did not sign Ozuna to be a DH. He did not sign to be a DH, but that at least is now a scenario. Do you believe that however y'all, configure the outfield and designated hitter, that guy is on the roster right now, or are you looking at acquisitions when, I guess, is it Friday you can start making trades again?
Yeah, Friday is basically when things open up again, Friday at noon. So we feel good about our depth. I've talked to Snick quite a bit the last few days, just that we think we're in a good position. Obviously, that can change fast, as we all know. But we felt like we were already going to be in a bit of a crunch for playing time with, in our minds, too many good outfielders. So how we use that DH spot, whether we move guys around, there's going to be time with plenty of experience with it, being in the AL with Toronto. But you may think someone's going to DH, and then all of a sudden, a week into it, someone's got a sore quad or knee. They still can hit, but they can't play the field, and all of a sudden, they start to take the lion's share of the DH at bat. So, the one thing that we're excited about, that we feel like we're deep in all areas, whether that's rotation, bullpen, and the position player side. And there's a complete unknown. It's going to be a sprint. It's a short period of time. At the same time, because we're condensing everything into a short period, the games are going to mean so much, and I think it's going to be exciting.
Alex, it's Zeno again. As far as guys, because everything's changed, as far as guys who were high-level minor league guys, whether it's Ian Anderson, Christian Pache, Drew Waters, guys that might have been on the radar if this was a regular season to make an appearance this year, because of the shortened season, do you envision that those guys would be off the table now as far as using a year of service time on a 60-game season and things of that nature? How do you weigh all that out, and what sort of discussions are you having?
Yeah, I don't think any of that changes. I mean, we want to win. So I know it's not the way we would draw it up in terms of the number of games and how we got here, but I think all of us, you know, we're here. Once we take the field, we want to win games. So everything that we do is going to be geared towards that. So if it's a Drew Waters or an Ian Anderson, or if we think those guys are the best options to help us, we will certainly make the move. You know, the one challenging part about this is a lot of times you get to look at the Gwinnett scores and you get to check the game reports and everything else. And we're not going to really have any of that stuff. So we're still going to have all kinds of data and stuff on these players, and they're going to work out. But that's going to be one of the big challenges, is you're not exactly going to know what you have if you do make a move and you call a player up or you send a player back down from that standpoint. But you know, I think at this point, we absolutely are determined to make the playoffs, and we want to go deep in the playoffs and win the World Series. And whoever we think can help us achieve that goal, no matter how old they are or how much time they have, well, we won't be afraid to make that move.
Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, is our guest right here on The Fan and Sports Talk Extra 106.3 FM as well. Alex, I was very complimentary in the offseason on the changes made to the bullpen, in part because when the three-batter minimum rule came in, it just was very forward-thinking. It's something that's going to be very important. Now that we're talking about a condensed amount of games and pitchers basically having to re-gear up and maybe innings limits and things that you're going to have to kind of monitor, how much more value is that bullpen now looking like?
I mean, I think, you know, the big thing is just having that depth. And, you know, you can never have too many guys, and especially at the start of the year, we don't know how stretched out we can get all these guys. I mean, we know that we could set up a plan where we can have guys go 5-6 innings. Is that the smart move to make? If we do that, do they get hurt 3 weeks into it, a month into it, and then we're really stuck and we lose our depth? So I think our first conversations and discussion, because we have so much depth in the bullpen in the rotation, is I believe, and obviously this is subject to change, that we'll probably be more conservative overall. We're not going to try to overextend or push any of these guys, because we don't want to get to the point that 2 weeks into this thing, we're overdoing it and guys are going on the IL, and now we have to get into our depth early. And, you know, the other component is it's only basically 2 months. You know, if someone goes down, that could be the year. So not that, you know, you're always really careful when it comes to injuries and so on. I think it's that much more important right now, because any type of injury, especially somebody who's going to pitch, when you have to shut them down, then they have to get back to a throwing program and so on, that could be 6 weeks right there. So I think the depth is definitely going to help for us.
Alex, I know how this works. If I give you $15, all you owe me is 9 innings, okay? I know that. Whether Braves, White Sox, every team, all you owe me is 9 innings for that money. But I don't feel loved right now, and I want to feel loved. And I don't think that the teams love me. I don't think that the players love me. I think that literally it's to the point where I'm given $15, $20, and all I'm getting is 9 innings. And every time there's a labor issue in Major League Baseball, I feel less and less loved. Tell me to either get over it, or it's not as bad as it is in mine. Because I think that's a typical fan's outlook right now, is they don't care about me.
I mean, if I can take door number three, I know you only gave me door one and two, so I'm going to see. You know, look, all that stuff's fair. None of this, I don't think anyone's, you know, this hasn't been, you know, the whole thing, just from the pandemic to everything else. I think the only thing, you know, that we can do now is the game's going to get back on the field. And look, that doesn't take away from feelings of all parties involved. But, you know, in my mind, like, I think everyone has their own feelings on things and so on. I think the way we feel this way, because we love the game and we love to watch the game and follow the game and invest. And I guess it depends how you want to look at it. Glass half full, glass half empty. I'm obviously going to be in the glass half full camp. We're back. We're going to be playing. I'm excited about it. I mean, each day, now that it's real, I'm more excited than I've ever been. And hopefully we just provide, you know, the fans a great product, and this is behind us, and we continue on for years and years to come, and we get over all this. But I think the points you brought up are very valid. They're very fair. You know, and my thought right now is just, I'm going to take a look at the good and the fact that we're finally back in playing.
Alex, let's talk about the one thing that baseball, I feel, has had a problem with for years. And it's not because I don't love the sport, but when you have 162 games, there's not a sense of urgency. There is a complete sense of urgency in a 60-game sprint to the finish line. When you have 162 games on a 105 game on a Sunday after a Saturday night 735 game, you kind of fudge that lineup a little bit where maybe Freddie gets a day off, and you know maybe Marcell Ozuna gets a day off, and we're putting some other guys in. You can't afford a three-game losing streak in a 60-game season, can you? A five-game losing streak might knock you out of the playoff race altogether. With that urgency, are you already having conversations with Snit about how you manage and how you execute each game? Because everything is going to matter in a 60-game season.
Yeah, we haven't really delved into it, but I think that's very real. Like you said, it's you definitely don't feel good. You know, normally you get off to a rough start. I remember last year we got swept by the Phillies, and I'm going on the radio and the sky was falling.
Hey!
And
another.
So, now you get swept your first series. I don't know that three games is, obviously things can happen. And 60 games is still a good enough chunk. Look, you get off to a terrible start, 5-10, something like that. That's going to be a tough hill, but obviously it's going to depend on what everyone else in the NL East is doing too. But look, I do think, generally speaking, things like off days and things like that, we're going to have to thread the needle, where early on we want to make sure guys don't go down, but also you realize the magnitude of each game. And you can't, like you said, maybe have the same pace that you would have had over the course of 6 months. So I think that's going to be something that evolves, and something we're going to talk about daily. I think once we get into spring training, that's something that I'm sure we'll have more and more conversations about and start to plan. But I think that's just going to evolve and be very fluid as the year's going along and seeing how guys feel.
Well, baseball is coming back. We're all very happy. Alex, my wife is very happy. The virtual Braves have been airing now 80 games on our TV downstairs, and I think she's pretty tired of me taking up that time. So I'm glad everything's back and we can get back to normal baseball.
Nice. So are you still like a game and a half out?
Or? It's a game and a half out and 18 games over .500 at this point.
He can't handle a bullpen. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm just letting the computer do its thing. But if the projections are good, the team is going to be in pretty good shape this year. So we're looking forward to it. We do thank you for your time today.
All right, guys. Really enjoyed it.